Jamie Masefield is a Vermont musician who's been improvising jazz on the mandolin for decades. He's recorded 6 albums, including one for Blue Note Records, and brings everything from folk and funk to the literature of Leo Tolstoy to the stage, although so far, not the stylings of B.J. Lederman, who writes her theme music. Anyway, a while back, Mr. Masefield's eclectic creativity brought him an unexpected second career, and it involved some heavy lifting. Vermont Public Radio's Angela Evansy explains.
Sometimes Jamie Masefield does this. And sometimes he does this.
In the industry, we call it rainbow stone, and it's very nice to work with.
Masefield is chipping away at pinkish stone with a small hammer. When he's not making music, he's a professional dry stone mason. This means he built walls and foundations and sculptures that support themselves without any concrete smushed between the cracks. Today, he's building a retaining wall.
The first concern is longevity. We want to build something that lasts a long time, that has real functionality, that's not just there to please a homeowner for 15 years.
Another word for this is stability, which is exactly what Masefield was looking for when he got into masonry. He'd been living on the road with his band, the Jazz Mandolin Project. Some of their stuff actually sounds like the musical equivalent of life on tour.
Driving around the country in a van, playing over 100 shows a year. Sleeping in funky motels alongside the roaring highway. Vans and trailers, tour managers, full-time employees, booking agents, publicity people.
He was ready for a change.
I was feeling more of a need to have a vegetable garden and eat good food and be healthy and be outside. And so I contacted an old friend of mine who had a well-established landscaping company in the area. And the first day I went to work for him, he had me building the corner of a stone wall. And I loved it.
It draws weirdos and strange types of people.
Andrew Loudon is a master craftsman with the Dry Stone Walling Association of Great Britain and a pretty big deal in the world of stone.
So I think it's more perhaps a lifestyle choice. But I think anybody who comes into dry stone walling, it's helpful if you've got some sort of artistic leaning or background. Because unlike building in any other medium, the stone's completely irregular.
It takes creativity and discipline. Loudon's association runs a series of tests to certify professional builders at different levels. He judged Masefield's intermediate test. It ran 7 hours.
It's a more difficult test. There's more involved. For me, the timed element's one of the most important parts of the test because a craftsman has to prove that he's economically viable.
Masefield passed. But because he also wants to stay musically viable, when he's on the job site, he's compulsive about protecting his hands.
I wear gloves all the time when I'm working. Sometimes, like going to the bank or something and saying, yeah, this is on my business account. I'm a stonemason. And sometimes I walk away thinking, that guy didn't believe me. He doesn't think I'm a stonemason.
Because your hands are too soft.
My hands are too soft because I'm wearing these gloves all the time.
You know, he puts himself into whatever it is he's doing pretty sincerely.
John Fishman is the drummer with the band Fish. He's been playing with Masefield off and on since they were in college. From the beginning, Fishman says he recognized a kindred spirit.
Jamie was one of those people like, oh, this guy's, you know, he's pretty dedicated. This is another human who's, it's not just a hobby for. And to be perfectly honest, when he started to go down the stone building route, I actually was a little jealous.
It's tempting to think that Masefield inhabits two totally different creative worlds. But he says jazz and masonry have something fundamental in common.
In jazz, we have a phrase called playing changes. When we're playing changes, we're soloing over those harmonic changes in that particular tune. And so you are very quickly making decisions about what you're going to play. And so when I'm doing stonework, I often feel like we're in the midst of playing changes because every stone you place needs some consideration, but you can't dwell on it all day long.
Like improvisation. But there's also the pursuit of timelessness.
At the end of every day of doing stonework, I can look back and say, hopefully say, that looks good, and that's what we've done today, and that's going to last a really long time. And it's similar in music. If you're lucky enough to play some great music one day, you can look back and say, well, we've got that. That's recorded, or the audience has heard that. Hopefully that's had an effect on them in some way that they're taking home with them.
The task is monumental, so to speak. Make something for this moment, make something for the ages, for everyone. How many of us are trying to do that? For NPR News, I'm Angela Evansee.